I'm going to start by telling you tonight, if it has looked to you as if you are not going to last this journey, but because you are here tonight, there is a God that supplied the provision beyond the mission. I stand upon the authority of that word of God tonight, that you are going to survive. There is no doubt that thousands are getting weary day by day. There is no doubt that many were started, but only few are standing. There is no doubt that there are many wounded soldiers than the few that are standing. But I'm here to speak tonight that the God who walk with his soldier will walk with your life. People are tired before they start. Some started, they are tired in the middle of the journey. But it's amazing to hear that some at the point of finishing, they are tired. But if there is a God that sustained, that it's you. If there is a God who sustained Oyedepo, if there is a God who sustained Akindayomi, that same God will sustain your life. We are going to do something tonight. One of the things you must do for this God to walk with you is you must reverence him. And that's why I don't joke with his worship. Because any man that will go far with God must be ready to be lost with God. Any man that God will take on a journey of life must be ready to forget his personality. So worshiping God is not a function of yourself, it's a function of himself. Is somebody here tonight? Can you just lift up those hands and say, thank you, Jesus. Come on, go ahead and worship him.
The one who clothed with fire, your voice resound like thunder. Lord, I glorify your name. Yalashidalaba, Alagbadaina, the one with eyes of fire. Your name is full of wonder. Come and manifest yourself. The one who glowed with fire. Your voice resound like thunder. We glorify your name. Alagadaina, the one with eyes of fire. Your name resound like water. Hey, come and manifest. Alagadaina. Yeah, I'm a boss.
You are powerful, so powerful. You are powerful, so powerful. You are powerful, so powerful. You are
powerful.
Worship him. Can you join me together one more time and celebrate Jesus? Wow. It's a privilege to be here tonight. One more time, if you wouldn't mind, can you help me celebrate Almighty Father Jesus? Celebrate him. Somebody shout hallelujah. And then before I proceed, let me celebrate the organizer of this particular program. Please come here together and celebrate. Hallelujah. And lastly, you are going to help me to celebrate the man of God, Pete Daniel. Come here together and celebrate God in his life. Maybe I should tell you something at this point. That it takes you to celebrate someone else for you to be celebrated. Any man that cannot celebrate another person is not worthy of celebration. Can you just celebrate yourself? Hallelujah. Alright. We are actually dealing with a particular topic tonight, which I want you to please listen and hear what God will allow me to say. I'm going to give you a little point, but there are more to it. But I've prayed to God before I came that whatever thing he wants you to hear, he should never let me withhold. And those things he will not let you hear, I shouldn't say. And so I'm believing God tonight that by the time you are stepping out of this auditorium, your life will have received a double portion of energy. And your speed will change. Somebody stop picking what I'm saying. I said your speed will change. How fast and how quick a man will get to his destination depend on the speed of man. I therefore speak tonight. Whatsoever thing has been slowing you down in the journey of life, the Lord will separate you and them tonight in Jesus' name. Now we shall be considering, why are you tired before you start? But I'm going to say something. That not only before you start, because some of us have started, yet we are tired. God is going to do something tonight. Do you know that every point in time, we all got to a point of tiredness, a point of weariness? Maybe I should tell you something shocking tonight. Even Jesus got to that point. Are we together? When I talk to you, you talk back to me. Are we together? And Jesus said, I wish this cup will pass over me. I am weary of this journey. If you go to the book of John chapter 4. John chapter 4. Jesus was coming and he was entering into a city. And the Bible says he was weary of his journey. Now if Jesus was weary of his journey, then you and I have tendency of being weary. Am I making sense here? It is not a crime to be weary, but it's a crime to die weary. Listen to what I want to tell you. That you are a failure when you die tired. Devil is not existing to strengthen your journey, but rather is existing to weaken your journey. Jesus never died tired, but he died strong. Many of us are tired. But can I tell you something? There is still balm in Gilead. And that's why the Bible says, in your weakness, what does it do? Somebody talk to me, what does it do? His strength is made perfect.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Where my way grows dear, precious Lord, linger me. When my light is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hands, precious Lord, lead me on. When the darkness appears and the night draws near and the day is past and gone, at the river stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Will somebody say that? They said, precious Lord,
precious Lord,
take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on.
Can we take it one more time?
Precious Lord,
precious Lord,
take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, come on, lead
me on
to the light. Take my hand, yalelele shekata la ba mashada. Precious Lord, come on.
When it seems as if you are lonely, when it seems as if you can no longer continue, when it seems as if the breath is going out of you, when it seems as if you are drowning, when it seems as if the journey is becoming darker, when it seems as if the tunnel will never end, can you just look unto God? Through the storm, through the night, lead me on.
Come on, take my hand.
I can't help myself. Yalla ba shigala, yalla shigala mo shigala. When I'm almost entering into that temptation, when it's as if the world is calling more than I should, when it's as if I can no longer continue, when my breath is going out, when my strength is drained, then I will look unto Him, that through the storm, through the night, come and lead me on to the light.
Come on, take my hand,
precious
Lord.
When it's as if you don't have coverage anymore, when it's as if you have been left alone, can I tell you something? You look unto God and you tell Him, that rock of ages cleft from me, let me out,
my
saving knee. Let the watch and the blood from the rim, the side which flow, be your shield, the door will kill. Save me from sometimes we try, but our effort is not producing. Sometimes we struggle. Sometimes we reach elastic limit. But can I tell you something? That's not the labors of my hands can fulfill
the
I lost him.
Cool my sea. No rest but no. Cool my tears. Forever flow. All for sea. Could not at all. Thou must say, and thou hello, not he, I and I pray, simply to the cross I cling.
Can you say,
naked come to the fortress. Helpless look to thee, O grace. Vow I to the mountain flood. Wash me, Savior,
and I. Sometimes I think we are calling him. We call it as if it's not our strength. Sometimes we look at his face. Just like Jesus said, my Father, why have thou forsaken me? I am tired. I am lonely here. I cry, no one hear my cry. All. He thinks I'm drowning. But can I tell you something? That was the best time he's ever close to you. We just have to reach to tell him. Now draw me close to you. Never let me go. I lay it all down again. To hear you say. You are my desire. No one else. Somebody tell him, cause nothing else. To feel the warmth. Come on, send me back. Bring me back to you. I just need your help.
Help me,
help me, Lord, you are me.
Lord, I cling to you. Help me to know.
Help me, Lord, you are me.
When my pastor is not there, when my parents are not there, just help me to know that you are close by. When the brother forsake me, I just want to know you are there for me.
Help me, Lord.
Help me to know. Help me, Lord, you are me. Can you speak for 2 minutes? I want to know you are close. I want to know that you are close by. La lelina na satalina. Thank you, Father. Help me know you. Can you please sit down and take your Bible? Let's read from the Word of God. Joshua chapter 1. Now something came to me now. Can you just listen to me? While I was praying before I came here, what I heard, the same thing I'm hearing now, that you can't afford to be tired. If you are not going to move on because of yourself, you have to move on because of other destiny attached to you. For at your failure, many will fail. Our generation is taking over. It's not a matter of future. It's a matter of now. So we can't afford to disappoint God. Neither can we afford to fail. Why are we tired when we are yet to commence the journey? The journey is not looking for weakling. The journey is looking for the strengthened. The journey is not looking for men of the story, but it's looking for men that will show the glory. The journey is not looking for those that will tell you we were there when the church started, but the journey is looking for those that will say we are the one holding forth. Men that are tired are not found at the forefront, but they are found at the back. Now look at me and tell me, why are you tired? Joshua chapter 1. Now, Moses died. Joshua was following Moses. Joshua was to take over. Just like you and I are waiting. But can I tell you something? In place of our waiting, many of us are wasting. Then God looked at Joshua. God spoke to Joshua. And in verse 6, he said, Joshua, be strong and courageous. If I'm to tell you
and you are to be strong, then I've seen you as a weakling. I've seen the fear in you. I've seen you tired when you are yet to start. Joshua, you are discouraged already. I don't need a discouraged person on this journey. I need a courageous man. Joshua, be strong and be courageous. This journey is swallowing men that are discouraged, but it takes the courageous to survive. Joshua, you are weak. It wasn't man that was talking, it was God. And God doesn't make mistake. Joshua, be strong and be courageous, for you shall call these people to inherit the land that I swore for the father. Why is God repeating the same thing in verse 7? Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law that Moses' servant command you. Do not turn from it. We are turning from the law of the Lord because we are tired. We are considering alternative. Let me go to verse 9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and be courageous. How many times did God say it? How many times did God say it? That means the level of his tiredness was so low that God could not trace anything in him. God is not a talkative. The Bible says God has spoken once, twice, have I heard his voice. Now ask yourself, are you not tired? Many of us are not ready to continue anymore because we are disappointed. We are discouraged. We are not seeing it the way we expect it. We are tired of everything. But can I tell you something? You must not be tired. Numbers chapter 13, verse 25 to 33. Just going to show you one or two things, then I'll move on. Numbers 13, 25 to 33. 12 people were sent to spy the land of Canaan. Let me paraphrase. But when the 13 came, the journey was here to start. Many of them were tired. Only two were courageous. Can I establish at this point that there are reasons for you to be tired, but there are many reasons for you not to be tired? Let me say it again. It is very obvious that you've got a reason to be tired, but I must tell you something. There are many reasons why you must not be tired. The report was brought and many were tired. And I tell you something, it was only few who made it through. People who are tired doesn't get through. People who are tired doesn't go through. But it takes men that are strong to walk through. And one more time, I'm going to make an example of Elijah here before I mention one or two points, because we got to pray. 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 1 to 8. 1 Kings 19 verse 1 to 8. I told you that you can be tired before you start. You can be tired while you are on the journey. Elijah has been working for God. When the time came in that chapter, he was tired. Do you know why we fail sometimes? We fail because we did not prepare that we can ever fail. We get tired easily sometimes because right from the onset we believe we can carry through ourselves, leaving God out of it. Elijah stood with God. He was in the presence of God day and night. But something happened. Elijah too got tired. Do you know what Elijah said? I am not better than my forefathers. You just have to kill me. I want to die. That is the word of a person who is tired. Are there not times that you said, God, I don't think I can continue this journey? Are there not times that you said, if it is how it is, can I quit? God
prophecy has something for you. That's why you are here tonight. For Samuel chapter 30 verse 1 to 6. For Samuel 31 to 6. David has fought battles and he came to Ziklag. Him and his people, they sat down. And the Bible said they wept until there was no more strength in them. What is that? Tiredness. And that's the same that is happening to many of us. But in all these places that I've quoted, there are a remedy for tiredness. Recently I heard when somebody said, they asked Daddy Joe one question. And what do you do when something is setting? He said, I fast and I pray. I'm going to take you somewhere. That is to let you know there are times too that the giant in the spirit consider the alternative. There are times too when the men that you think they are strong are giving up at the battlefield. But no matter what it is tonight, every tiredness will be replaced with strength in Jesus' name. Having established the fact that you can't be tired, something I want to show you, what are the causes of tiredness? We got to pray. What are those things that cause tiredness? My feet has found a resting place. Nothing in the past, no green. I trust the ever-living one. His wound for me sharply. Oh, I need no argument. I need no appeal. In eternal, that Jesus died. My great physician healed the sick. The lost he gave to save. For me his precious blood is shed. For me his life he gave. For I need no. I need no.
Love me.
Number one, when you fight without refilling, thou must get tired. When you contest without recharging, sir, you must get tired. I discovered something that we use more than what we have gotten, then we are exhausted. We spend less time in a place of recharging, but yet we discharge more than what we have gotten. Our appearance is more than our preparation. Then we get tired. Are you here tonight? Our delivery is more than our recovery. Then we get tired. Listen to me. We speak more than we hear. Then we get tired. We offload more than what we have been loaded. Then we die at the battlefield. I once told some of my sons in the Lord, I said, a man that will appear for 1 hour must be prepared for more than 10 days. I gave them hours. But maybe I should tell you at this point that for God to use you for a 3 years assignment, He can prepare you for 30 years. And that is why God will never launch His own if He has not prepared them. I wonder what Jesus was doing for good 30 years. A time will come in your life that you can no longer be prepared, but for you to discharge. Many of us run to appear when we are yet to be prepared. Show me a man that is not prepared and come to appear, such will disappear. You have exhausted yourself. Hallelujah. You expect to see continue. The joy of it is that when you appear at the battlefield, after you have finished battle, there is still something left in you. Those who stand after the battle are those who carry extra. We are lazy in place of preparation, but we want to appear to speak. You don't get mantle in place of appearance. You get mantle in place of preparation. And that is why when you come to appear, your title is not needed, but the mantle is needed to dismantle the kingdom of darkness. We are discharging more than the needed. Yet, we still want to be strong. So why are you tired? You are tired because you have never been recharged. Elijah will always find his way back to mountain. Jesus will always go back to desert. Come here apart. But can I tell you something? Monday to Sunday, 24/7, you are appearing. Why won't you get tired? There is no revelation in place of appearance, but you get revelation in place of preparation. And the revelation you get in place of preparation makes you to manifest without you being removed in time. Revelation brings inspiration. You discharge more than required. Why won't you be tired? Somebody's talking to me then, but I only sing. Fine. Tell me which of the work you do in this kingdom that does not require spiritual energy. Elijah ran, said, I am tired. And God fed him, and his strength came. Number two, why are you tired? Many of us, we are tired because in the course of this journey, we have lost something precious. Number one, because in the course of this journey, we have been disappointed. Because in the course of this journey, when your expectation is not met, then you are tired. God, are you sleeping by now? I should be in the school, yet I am serving you. Tell me if you have not said that before. I will serve you again. Come on. David and his people, they lost what they had at Ziklag. And they sat down, they began to weep. They lost it. In place of weeping, they were losing the strength in them. Many of us, we never expected what is happening to us. We've forgotten what God said. God never said everything will be fine. He only said you will survive. So you are tired because your expectations were not met. God, see me how old I am. I ought to have gotten married by now. My mates are in the university. I ought to have been there. But can I tell you something? Can you check your scripture and see what the Bible says? For all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. What works for your good is everything. Pain is there. Rejection is there. Loneliness is there. Persecution is there. Yet in everything, God is making things to work for you. Numbers 23 verse 19. For God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. But the Bible says, his promise in him are yea and amen. You are tired because you lost something. It looks to you so precious. But God knows more than you know. But you know what the Bible says? He said, my thoughts to you, they are good. He said, they are good. They have peace to give you a hope. Not the expected middle. But the expected what? Expected what? Why are you tired because of now? Many of us, the immediate has made us to be tired. Then we are losing the ultimate. We concentrate on the immediate. Then we lose the future. Why are you tired? You are tired because you are discouraged. But she's a sister in the Lord. See what she has done. You are tired, but it's my pastor. I didn't expect him to do that. You are discouraged. That is our provincial pastor. That is the brother coordinator in the fellowship. Have you forgotten that the journey is not about them? It's about you and God. And that's why the Bible says you should not look unto them. Say, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are tired because you have made men your standard. And that's why you are tired. You are tired. Listen to me. One day here on this camp, I think it's been more than 7 years ago, I was a parish here on this camp. I've been serving relentlessly. One day I was a bit down. I think I was sick or so. I was in the house. None of the brethren came to check on me. And I asked myself, after all I've been doing in the church of God, these people did not take notice that I was not in the church. It must have happened to some of you here. But here, right in that room, that was the last time it ever happened. I had in my spirit, son, are you serving them or you are serving me? That was the last time I ever looked at men. My life is not about them. My life is about God. So you are tired because you are discouraged. My pastor did not care about me. He didn't even know whether I've got an admission. Why are you tired?
Number four, persecution. Many of you have forgotten that this journey, there are many persecutions there. One day recently, it was I had something in my spirit. Before, my focus has always been, when persecution will come, it will come from outside. But I had in my spirit, son, where do you dwell? I said, I dwell here. Where do you walk? I walk here. Where do you worship? I was answering the question. Then I was asking my spirit, where do you expect your persecution to come? Is it where you have not been to? Is it where you have not appeared? Even Paul said, I suffer from my countrymen. So if your pastor, you know I'm a pastor too, so if I'm mentioning pastor, don't think I'm mentioning P. Daniel here. I'm just mentioning everybody. So if your pastor disappoints you, or if your pastor persecutes you, you just check yourself. When everything is well between you and God, it's part of the journey. 2 Timothy chapter 3. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 10, verse 12. The Bible said, those that desire to live godly, what will they do? They shall suffer persecution. Sir, if you have not been persecuted, can you please check your salvation? If they have not told you your own is too much, please check the God you are serving. Persecution is part of the journey. And that is why Paul said, nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. Why are you tired? You are tired because you focus on the external rather than internal. A time came, Peter removed his gaze from Jesus and he was looking at the boisterous wind. He began to sink. We concentrate on the peripheral and we forget the internal. Do you know what is inside you? It is Jesus. He that began the new thing, the Bible says, will bring it to completion until the coming of the day of the Lord. Something is inside you, for greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have forgotten we are carrying Jesus, then we are looking at the external. Do you know what is at external? There are giants external. And that was what the Hebrew boys saw. I mean, the 12 spies, that was what they saw. They saw giants. Forgetting that inside them, there is a giant. They saw the anarchy. Forgetting that inside them, the creator of the creator is there. They saw themselves as ants. Forgetting that inside them, they are meant to decide the destiny of those people. If you don't look inward, you may not go forward. They focus on the problem rather than the one who will solve the problem. Why won't they get tired? Lack of understanding is another point that may people to get tired. Understanding of who you are. Giving wrong definition to yourself. Can you imagine what they said? They said we are like ants. And the Bible says, by the word of thy mouth, thou shalt be justified. And by the same word, thou will be condemned. And as a man thinketh in his heart, because they saw themselves as ants, they died like ants. Many of us, we are giving wrong definition to ourselves. We lack understanding of who we are. That is why we get tired. We are easily tired because we expect everything to be sweet. You are easily tired. John chapter 16, verse 33. John 16, 33. Jesus said, I have told you before that in me ye must have life. For in this world ye shall have
tribulation. But be of a good cheer, I have overcome the world. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Romans chapter 8 verse 18. Bible says, for the suffering of the present time cannot be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us. But there is a suffering. Is that not so? 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17. 2 Corinthians 4 17. For our light affliction, they are but for. Is there a light affliction? 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. 1 Peter 5 verse 10. After that you have suffered for. Where did you put those scriptures? You spent everything, money, everything, rosy. Did you read the Bible? A time will come when there is no money. A time will come, it looks as if you are stranded. They are part of your journey. It's only working things out for you. You are tired because you weep more than you rejoice. Does that make sense? David and his people sat down, they weep. The same thing you and I are doing. Some of us are only happy while we are here. We get back home, we begin to weep. We only happy in the midst of the children. We get back home, we cry. And sorrow does nothing good to body. The Bible says a broken spirit, a sorrowful spirit, who can bear? 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 16. Rejoice evermore. A joyful man is a strong man. We are always sorrowful. We are always moody. And we lose strength. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Philippians chapter 4 verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. He said again, rejoice. When there is pain, what must you do? I even read in the Bible, it said you should count it all joy. When you fall into what? Diverse temptation. Paul said, I count it all joy because I am being suffered for who? For Christ. For me to die. Philippians 2:21. My death is him, my life is him. Though there is pain, but I got reason to rejoice. Though I got no money in my account, I got reason to rejoice. Though I don't know what to eat next, I got reason to rejoice. We are tired because we walk by sight and not by faith. Sight can only deliver limitation, but faith can only make you to go unlimited. Sight can only show you problem, but faith can say we are going through, for the just shall live. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. When you lose the eyes of your faith, you will go tired. Another point, you are tired because you hear what people say rather than what God has to say. Example of what people say, they will tell you, you will soon be tired. How many of you have heard that word before? Your own is too much. Don't worry, they will soon be tired. They met us here. And you too, in no time, you get tired. The Bible says, we see that say it and come to pass when God has not commanded it. When you listen to men, you will fall for men. The saying of men cannot take you far, but the saying of God can take you far. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 8. The grass withered, the flower faded, but surely the word of God standeth sure. When God says it, He brings it to pass. They tell you, you will soon fail. You to begin to walk like one. It is for them to speak. It is for you not to accept. Did you pick what I said? It's not a crime when they speak. But it becomes a crime when you accept what they say. Let's move ahead. Numbers chapter 14, verse 1 to 3. The 10 people came from the land, and they told them, "There were giants there. We cannot take it. We are like ants." Do you know the next thing? They all began to weep, and none of them reached their land. Stop hearing what people say. Can you listen to God for once? If I may ask you, what is God saying concerning your next level? You don't know. When you don't hear Him saying it, you will not see Him fulfilling it. When you don't hear God saying it, you may not see God fulfilling it. Give your ears to God. One story, the life of Joshua. He gave his ear to God. And that was why he had, when God was saying, "Be courageous." Imagine when your father is talking to you, that son, "Be courageous." How do you feel like somebody? How do you feel? But you are not hearing your father. You are hearing someone else. Another thing, which is last thing I'm going to say, that makes you to be tired, is fear. 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 Joshua, be courageous and be strong. Fearing. Why should you fear what can only kill the flesh, that cannot kill your spirit? The Bible said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandment. That is the conclusion. Don't fear man. We are the people that are ready to dare anything. We are the people that are ready to look at devil and say, "Who dare you?" We are the people who are ready to stand and say, "We are here to possess the land." We are the people like Joshua and Caleb and say, "We can possess it." We are the giants. We are the men when the boys are failing. We are the bold when the weakly are running. We are people like Caleb at 80 years. I said, "Give me the mountain, I'm going to possess it." Why are you so fearful? We can't make a change if we don't stop fearing. Your life will take a shape the day you stop fearing. Write it down. Your life will turn a new dimension the day you stop fearing. Many of us, we fear to the point that we fear anything. Sometimes where you're supposed not to speak in tongue, you speak in tongue because you are fearful. Stop that. You are disturbing God. Some places God expects you to speak, you are praying. You are wasting time. We are the people like Elijah that will say, "Before God whom I stand, there shall be no rain." A man who is fearful can never exercise authority. Get me right. You may have the power, but you need the boldness to execute it. So you are tired because you are fearful. Many of you are here. A little sand in the night, you are no longer sleeping because you think the witches and the wizard of your family have come. Why would you be tired? And you know, little thing that you need is a little boldness.
stop fearful. And the Bible said they saw the boldness of Peter, who never go to school. He didn't read any book than to read how to fish. But when they saw his boldness, they said they knew that he has been with the Lord. How long have you been coming to church, but yet we don't know you have been with the Lord? Stop being ashamed. It's an aberration if you go out and you are fearful. When you appear in a place, one day they must know somebody has come. By the way, my life is not my hope. So if you want to kill, come and kill. If you kill Jesus first, then you can kill me. By the way, one thing will lead to eternal life. Is that not so? Sorry, I don't know. It's like I'm going far, right? You can't die twice. My life is not my own. To you I belong. I give myself. I give myself to you. For you are the reason I live. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. You're the one for me. You are the reason I live. You are the reason I live. You're the one for me. You're the one. You're the one for me. You're the one for me.
You're the one for me.
Why should I fear?
Why should I fear when I have you?
Surrounded by your love.
Surrounded by your love.
Everlasting love.
Everlasting
love. Why? Why should I keep?
Why should I keep?
What people say?
What people say?
What people say? What they say they don't know.
They don't know.
What you mean to me?
What you mean to me?
They don't know.
They don't know.
You mean life to me?
What you mean?
They don't know, they don't know.
They don't.
Yale, le, 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 go, so, tala, yana, go,
what you mean?
How many times have you sung that song before? Can you just be on your feet? How many times have you sung the song before? Then how many times have you gone out? Yes, you are still fearful. How many times have you confessed it, but yet we see fear in you? We see you fidgeting. We see you fearful. Why should I fear? Why should I fear? Well, I have you. Surrounded by your love.
Surrounded by your love.
Everlasting love.
Everlasting love.
Why should I keep?
Why should I keep?
What people say?
What people say?
They don't know.
They don't know.
What you mean to me?
What you mean to me?
What you mean?
What you mean to me?
My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I cannot trust the sweetest prayer, but only live. Come and sing. On Jesus' name, on Christ the solid
rock I stand, on the love.
darkness veil his lovely face. I rest on his unchanging grace. In every heart and stormy gale, my anchor's within the veil. Somebody say, oh, Christ the solid rock I stand. So this covenant is blood. Support me, there will be flood. When all around my soul gives way, eternity is all my hope and stay. Somebody say, oh Christ the Son. We have an anchor that keeps our soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll. Oh, fastened to the rock which cannot move. Grounded firm and deep in the Savior's love. Can you tell somebody? I have an anchor that keeps my soul. That is Jesus. Steadfast and sure. Why the billows roll? And I'm fastened to the rock. I'm fastened to the rock. Which cannot move, which cannot move, grounded firm and deep, grounded firm and in the Savior love, in the Savior's love. I shout Jesus. Come on, shout Jesus. Say Jesus. Come on, say that. Thank you. You have your seat. Now, there are some signs you need to watch out when you are tired. When you find it difficult to get yourself refilled, then you are tired. When you find it difficult to pray and to fast, brethren, you are tired. When you are no longer thrilled by the things of God, you are tired. When you complain about everything, you are tired. When you can no longer see the way God sees, brethren, you are tired. When you begin to pay attention to yourself than God, you are tired. When you can no longer see the reason to continue, you are tired. When the vision is no longer clear, you are tired. When you consider death as an option, you are tired. So are you not tired? When you begin to consider what you left behind, you are tired.
When you are no longer looking straight, you are tired. Are you not tired?
Take me deeper. Deeper in love with you. Jesus, hold me close in your embrace. Take me deeper. Deeper than I ever before. I just want to love you more and more. I want to be deeper in love. How I love, how I love to be deeper.
Come on, lift up your eyes.
Take me deeper. Love of Jesus daily let me go higher, higher in the school of wisdom, more of grace to know. Oh, deeper, deeper yet I pray, deeper yet I pray, higher every day. Rise up, bless the Lord, in the precious holy word. Oh, deeper, deeper yet I pray, deeper yet I pray, higher every day. And worship, bless the Lord. Oh, rise up, bless the Lord. Can we say that one more time? Say that one more time. Lord, I need you every hour. Lord, I need you every hour. Most gracious Lord, no tender voice, no tender. The voice like that can be suffered. Can be suffered. Lord, I need you. I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour, Lord, I need you. That never runs dry. Fill me afresh. I want more.
I want more.
More. More. More. More. Come, river of life. River of life. That never runs dry. That never runs dry. Fill me afresh. Fill me afresh. watch more.
I watch more.
Yalele shigala praba. Chapter 2. The disciples were fearful. They were tired when the journey was here to start. They were cowards. They were hiding in fear. But the Bible says that it came to pass when the day of Pentecost was fulfilled. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon them like a rushing mighty wind, and it sat upon them like a cloven tongue of fire. That was the end of their tiredness. Come on, lift up your hands. Holy Spirit, let your fire, let your fire. Let your fire go. We said our bottom. Speak in 3 minutes, or speak in the language of the Spirit in 3 minutes. Yande galabo shigalaba. Nadele shigalaba shidalaba. Yelele shidayaba la moshitalaba. Mantalia akatalaba no shidalaba. Elele luna kasato rema sakataya. Andeke yelu moshigalabo shidalaba. Ebibi mani mofe. Yele moshigalaba. Olonu alagbara. Yande kerebo shidalaba. Aragole shishabio. Soka le wa o oh wa ro mi le wa yele le le shega la ba la ba mo fa o e mi olodu o ya le bo si da la ba soka le wa o oh wa ro mi wa 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 oluwa wa 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 oluwa wa oluwa wa 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 oluwa wa 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 oluwa wa o wa 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 oluwa wa o oluwa wa o wa o wa o wa o wa 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 wa
Oluwa ki o si badisi
Malika Shakalama. Rekete Liba Shokatalama. In Jesus' mighty name, we have received of him. Now, open your eyes and look at me. God is here. Anytime you see the symptom of tiredness, there is no way out of it. Go back to God. I can't go into the details. I've told him whatever he wanted to hear, you must hear tonight. You go back to God. Everything is in God. If God cannot take you through it, he will not bring you into it. When you are tired, call unto him. For there is fire. It can still flow like ever before. Put on the spectacle of your faith. Rejoice in the Lord. And when it seems as if he's not hearing you, that is the time he heard you most. Come on, speak to him. I want to tell you that no matter comes your way, fix your gaze on him. And let the devil know that on an hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and strength. And the Lord, the old cross, we are the tears and blessed. For a world, so I cherish, so I cherish till my struggle, till my struggle, I will cling. On a change, and a change in some days. All right, everybody, can you please listen to me? Please, if you are at the front, can you please go back to your seat? Now, while I was praying about to step out of my house, I was told there are some people here that we are going to pray together tonight. Nobody will close their eyes. You owe no man responsibility but God. I'm going to call you together. You know you are backslidden already. And you know that you are tired. Tonight is your night. Now I just want you to come to the front of the altar and we pray together. Lord, I am tired. Here I am. I know I am not where you have placed me. Here I am. Number two. Number three, I have been hurt. I have been disappointed. That's the third one. Either you have been hurt by anybody. your brethren, the one you are looking up to, even your pastor, God wants to heal every wound tonight. So if you are there, can you please come forward and let's pray together. You are tired, you know. You are backslidden, you know. You have been hurt one way or the other. It is now. I want you to talk to God. He hears you. Even when I can't hear you, just tell him, this is how tired I am. This is how hurt I am. Please tell it to him. Just talk it to him. I am tired. I have left where you placed me. I am not where you expect me. But you know I'm carrying a bitterness because I have been hurt. Yaleka sotala. Yareboko sitala bashataba. Yaneka sitori. Sazala koto shigalaba shigalaba yalaba. Jare keto shigalaba. Yalebo shigalaba shigalaba. Just close your eyes. Heavenly Father, see your children. You know their lives. You were aware of it before now. I cry, dear Father, on their behalf. That you as men that have backslided, let there be restoration. To as many who are tired, let there be a new strength. To as many who have been disappointed and have been hurt, let there be healing in the name of Jesus. Please hold their hands and walk them through. In the name of Jesus, in this race no longer will you crawl. You shall be flying. In the name of Jesus, the hand of God will embrace you. You will no longer tired. You will no longer go back to your vomit. Every wound in your life, the Lord will heal. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Hallelujah. Please go back to your seat. Hallelujah. I have less than 5 minutes to leave this place. We want to do something. You want to show the devil that no matter what he does, I go nowhere. I stand with God. I remain for God. I am for God.
I've got my mind made up. And I will come back. Cause I want to see my Jesus someday.
I've got my mind.
Thank you.
Alright, we are going to take this one more song. I've told you one of the things that make people to be tired is we are sorrowful more than we are joyful. And God said, Paul said, I say to you, rejoice. And again I say,
I've got a joy like a river, so much
joy like a river.
God, a joy
like a river.
River in my soul. I've got a joy
like a river,
so much
joy,
joy
like a river.
I've got a
joy like a river in my soul.
I've got a joy,
I've got a joy like a river,
so much. Is somebody ready to praise God tonight?